I have in the studio two very distinguished gentlemen, Chris Jones and Jim Cole, and they are founders of a new organization that is going to revolutionize your realities from what you know it to be today, believe it or not. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Good morning.
And it's a pleasure to have you here on the show on Bennington today. And before we get to exactly what I feel like I'm on an episode of What's My Line radio version, I haven't said anything about what you do because I want to build the suspense a little bit here.
Right.
But before we get to that, and I'm very specific in the question, we'll start with Jim.
No, I'm Chris.
Chris, there you go. I'm already confused. We'll start with Chris first.
All right.
What in your childhood brought you to who you are today?
Wow, great question. I love that question. The desire to help people, desire to communicate with people via either, I got to tell you, I am a former radio announcer.
Cool.
Yeah, from Plattsburgh, New York area.
Oh, wow.
And some other places.
Up in the warm country.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, no, not really.
Yeah.
But anyway, just the desire to communicate to people and to help people and have a genuine desire to do that. I'm in actually one of my things I do now, besides what we're going to talk about, is sales. I'm in sales. And the idea of helping people find a solution to a problem is very, very much my core. So that's what I enjoy doing. So I would say that, the desire to communicate and help people.
Jim, what about you?
Well, I think I would parrot what he had to say.
How did your childhood bring you to who you are today?
Wow.
Was your did you emulate your parents? Did something happen? Was your road a straight road? Was it a curvy road?
No, I think my parents were actually the reason why I've been as successful as I have been, because they encouraged me to think positively,
mm-hmm.
and work hard. And so I think that's what I've done through the years, and that's why I'm here where I am.
Did it serve you in high school as much as it did in adult life?
I think all the way through, sure, yeah.
So you were able to build those practices and just keep going with them?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't have that. They really don't.
Right.
They suffer from inferiority complexes. They never develop the discipline, the work habits, and things. Doesn't mean things don't work out, but they're just not as happy about what works
right.
out.
Yeah.
You know, they're not as at peace
right.
with works out. So I asked the question because I feel it's one way to give back to any youngsters listening mm-hmm. when they hear how a person got from their childhood to who they are now, because they're in their childhood.
Yeah.
And there's this big blank in front of them. And how do I go where I want to go? And it's always fascinating to hear the answers. You gentlemen have created Obits Online, Obituaries Online. And I find it not only fascinating, but timely and absolutely required, given what I know the charges are for print obits. When I found out how yeah. much it was, I said, well, nobody's going to know when I die, because I'm sure nobody's going to be paying that kind of money.
Wow, yeah.
So, you know, so I'm thrilled, really, that you're doing this. And Obits Online is what we're talking about, friends. We don't have to worry about the duck to come down for the magic word or Groucho to jump out of a box. That's what's going on here.
Yeah.
So, Obits Online, how did this come about?
Well, okay, I'm Jim Cole yeah. speaking. I was caring for an aged aunt. She was in her 90s. And she had lived an exciting life and a busy life and an interesting life. And but she had used all her money. She was in a nursing home.
Where was she living?
Up in Pulteney, Vermont.
Pulteney?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she didn't have any money left. So when it came time to set up the funeral when she passed away, I was surprised to find out that the obituaries aren't free. I thought they were news.
But right.
But
you would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you're dead, so you're newsworthy. No, not really. Wow.
Well,
okay, cool. Thanks.
Well, but really, I think a lot of people think that those are free, and they're
yeah.
not. And
wrong time to find out when you have to go make one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
And so I paid out of my own pocket $900.
$900?
Well, it was because there were two papers involved. You know, Pulte's on the line, so you had to do Vermont and New York. So, yeah, it was $900.
And how much space do you get for
about 300 words.
300
and,
words.
And a picture.
$900.
And a picture.
So, it's I mean, it's unbelievable amount per word.
Yes, it was, you know, relatively expensive, especially since I thought they were going to be free.
Yeah, I'd say it's ridiculously expensive, but that's the difference between you and me. You're nice. I'm not.
So I thought about this, and I said, I wonder if we can set up a site where, you know, people can place like 2,500 words, maybe 10 pictures.
Sure.
And even a video.
Sure.
Yeah. And make it flexible so that if something is forgotten on the original obituary, maybe you can go back and change it and add to it. And so I caught up with Chris, who had done some work for me in the past, and I asked him if it was possible to set up something like this. And he said, yeah, we can do that. And so he set it up, and I think he can explain what he did there.
Yeah.
Got the call.
I got the call.
Were you very much involved in websites?
Yes, I was. I am. A lot of times as a hobby, but I've done some commercial sites as well.
Mm-hmm.
I had done some stuff for Jim.
Making
websites, mm-hmm. Yes. Making websites. A lot of times involves actual coding, programming it. A lot
sure.
of times it involves...
You use WordPress or
WordPress, yeah.
You use
well,
WordPress.
Well, obitsonline.net is the site, and it's that's actually a WordPress site, but it's well put together, and it's themed towards the you know, the obituary industry. The whole thing there is that the site is designed to basically, going to say, supplement the newspapers, because we don't want to completely discount the newspapers. And the reason you're hearing that they're so expensive, and the reason that he paid a lot of money for those things he did, is because the circulation, in most cases that I have heard. Now, my brother works in the industry. He's a pressman, and he's telling me, and I see it just from just general observation, that the circulation is down generally with that.
You mean it wasn't always this expensive?
Jim, you might have a better clarification on that, but it probably was less in the past, yes.
Well, no, definitely. Almost all the papers have gone up. But, of course, costs are going up for them, too, I'm sure. So
yeah.
There is a good reason for it.
Yeah.
Not $450 worth of a good reason. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, folks. They're just not going to sell me on this. They can talk until they're blue in the face.
Yeah.
They're making an unbelievable profit on that, and they're not making profit on this, and okay, but still, why are you sticking it to the person who's dead?
Yeah.
Or their family?
I mean, they
to
can.
Me, well, you know, like I said, not going to see my name in the paper. It's okay.
You'll be on the internet.
Well, I'm not even so sure about that. But in any case, you know, I draw the line at 45 cents. Yeah, okay, sure. $450, why not?
Mm-hmm.
But not $450.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's crazy. Obitsonline.net is designed to basically send people to the funeral home website itself. The obits that are on there are specific, and they link back to, we don't sell flowers, we don't do any of those other kinds of things that the funeral homes do. So we're generally we're like a supplement to them. We promote them, we promote the funeral homes. We have some on there now. We're growing at this point in time, but we do have a few on there, and every obit you see on obitsonline.net points back to the original funeral home website, because generally they do. I haven't found one yet that doesn't have a website. If that was ever the case, we would basically serve as that funeral home's website.
And you find, when you do a search for someone who's died and you find them,
yeah.
You often find a listing on the funeral home website.
You will, but it'll come in behind legacy.com.
Yeah, that's right.
And Legacy gets their obituaries from the newspaper.
Yes, they're entirely newspaper-based.
So they're not flexible either. No, you can't change that obituary.
No, we've talked to a few funeral homes that have said that Legacy is the reason that their newspaper ads have gone up, and they've raised the price because of Legacy or something. We did hear that recently, didn't
we? Yes,
we
did. Apparently they're charging the newspapers.
Yeah,
I'm not certain of that. I haven't.
We don't know this, for a fact, but that's what we're hearing.
And I'm here with Chris Jones and Jim Cole from Obits Online. That's obitsonline.net. And this, as I said, is a new reality in your life for when some beloved person in your family passes on. And you now have an option other than or including
newspapers,
depending on what you want to do. Mm-hmm. But you have an option. Yeah. Were you surprised when you began this to find out that the options, the internet options, were so few?
No. Actually, that's what prompted us to think about doing this. There's one more twist to this that we haven't mentioned, and that is because the newspapers have lost circulation. And people aren't buying them as much as they used to. And because radio and internet actually have taken over in terms of, well, circulation, if you prefer, lack a better word,
mm-hmm.
people are missing obituaries. Mm-hmm. And that actually happened to a lady when my aunt passed away. About almost a month later, she got a hold of me and said, I didn't know. I missed the obituary. And they were close friends, you know, years ago. So what we're doing is we're placing the obituaries notices on radio. This will allow people to have immediate notice. As soon as the obituary is written up, it'll be online at Obits Online. It'll be on probably on the funeral director's website, and it'll also be on radio.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of spots will be, you know, depend on how much we have to pay for them.
Right, depending on the package, right.
Yeah, and so I think that's the thing that we're going to have to struggle with, is to overcome the reluctance to have your name on radio. And the families have indicated that, gee, that doesn't sound good to me. But we have an option there that the name doesn't have to be used. So the radio could say, Baker Funeral Home has announced the passing of an 84-year-old Granville resident. And if you want to know...
Go to their website.
Yeah, go to this website to find out if you know him.
But people don't want their names on the radio, but they want their names in the newspaper?
Well, it's something. We found it to be a little bit of a roadblock. We're overcoming it. But it's a shock to them, actually. Radio, I don't know if I want to do that.
Well, they're not used to it, is what it is.
They're not used to it.
They're used to the paper.
Right. It's revolutionary.
Yeah.
And anytime you do anything revolutionary, you get resistance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy, huh? Crazy. Yeah.